This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, growth and hope. I'm Anna, and we're here to share, connect and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM and Anytime Fitness in Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And I'm Noosa.
We're both peer support workers at Life Matters, and we'll be your hosts for this conversation around hope, healing, and lived experience. Welcome back to the Hope Centre. Another fortnight has passed, and we're here with some very special guests today. We're talking to Stacey and Jamie from Anytime Fitness Dunedin, who are our sponsors of the podcast. Hey. So it's really exciting to connect with you guys. We'd like to invite you to introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, I'm Jamie. I work at Dunedin Central Anytime Fitness. We're both sales and membership liaisons, and we're just here to have a wee yarn around mental health in the club and movement.
Awesome.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey, and I work out at Dunedin South. I am going to have a chat about the steroid use that affected my life when suicide took my husband.
So we're going to be talking about a wee mixture of things today. We are lucky to connect with the sponsors of our podcast, and we will be having a discussion around the gym, positive movement and mental health, and invite you guys to share your own lived experience as well. We just want to note that we are talking about some pretty heavy topics today. So if you are impacted by the content of this podcast, please feel free to reach out to Life Matters at teamleaders@lifematters.org.nz or call 027 240 0114. Cool. Would you like to ask Cleo's question? So every podcast episode, we ask the guest to leave a final question for the next guest. And last week we had one of our lovely peer supporters, Cleo.
Yes, she did leave one question. So the question that we have today is, what is a kindness you have experienced or witnessed that has stuck with you?
Hi guys, it's Stacey. So I came on board with Anytime Fitness 7 months before Shannon left, so I was very fresh there. But these guys were just amazing. Nobody could have imagined that was going to happen to anybody in their workplace. And right the way through, it's just been amazing. I'm probably going to cry. They've been amazing. Like the support, the everything for myself and for my daughter. So, yeah, like, unmatchable.
Beautiful. Jamie, do you have an answer to this question?
Oh, I sure do. my childhood cat just recently passed away. So she was with me for 17 years. All of my friends from different friend groups all got together and put in the time and effort to put together a huge card and with lovely, lovely words, and just the fact that, you know, my friends who aren't even friends with each other, some of them, it's crazy, just going out of their way to, you know, show that they do love and care for you. It's pretty cool to when things like that happen. Just as a nice reminder, like, your friends do actually care. So, yeah, I'm just very lucky to have awesome people in my life.
Cute examples. Do you have anything to add, Noosa?
Kindness. I guess the first thing that comes up to my mind is teachers. Watching. I've had awesome teachers growing up, which has taught me just to slow down and talk when talking with others around me. So, yeah, shout out to all the teachers out there. Yourself, Anna?
I guess I can speak to the weekend. So I was lucky enough to go to Queenstown to represent Life Matters at a tattoo flash day. They raised so much money for us, and it was really kind to see a charity being supported that's not even in Queenstown, mm-hmm. but just really connected with the kaupapa of our organisation, and I thought that was incredibly kind.
Love that.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. So we've got a few questions that we are kind of going to have a discussion around today. The first question I have is, could you both tell us a bit about your roles at Anytime Fitness and how you've seen mental health intersect with fitness in your day-to-day work?
Sure thing. So as a collective, we handle a lot of the community and engagement side at Anytime Fitness. So things like helping members feel welcome, supported, and, you know, being part of something bigger than just a gym. A lot of our job is about, you know, being the gym mums and dads, supporting our members with good vibes and balance. And we're pretty much all-rounders. We also clean a lot. what I've seen is that fitness isn't just about, you know, physical strength for so many people. It's a form of stress relief. It's a way to build routine. For some, it's even the one place in the day where they can feel that they can let go of the pressure and socialise. We've had members tell us that just showing up at the gym has helped them through really hard times. And for us, that's what makes the job meaningful, is seeing the connection between moving their body and supporting their mental well-being. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Whole mixture, hey?
Oh, yeah.
And based off that, I'm wondering why you think gyms are often seen as places of transformation, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally.
Really good question. Well, we think that gyms represent more than just movement. Like, they're places where people can set goals, challenge themselves, and often surprise themselves with what they're actually capable of. The sense of progress doesn't just change, you know, your appearance. It changes your mindset. Some members come in purely just for the socialisation. So if you think about it, some people will only see the mailman or the cashier. So coming into the gym is like another form of engagement for those people as well. So people walk out feeling stronger, you know, mentally, more confident, like they've done something for themselves. And I think that people are also taking away stigma from conversations around mental health, especially on social media. People were, you know, opening up about how movement really does actually help, and it's not just something that's said to you to palm you off.
Something we talk about a lot within the Hope Centre is around connection. It's one of the values of the model that we use in supporting other people. And having those communities of mutual support is so important for one's well-being. So I can understand and I appreciate that the gym is a place for a lot of people for that. And I guess we just want to disclaim that while this is a huge part of a lot of people's journey, it may not be the case for everybody. For some people, movement can be nourishing for their tinana and their spiritual, physical well-being, but it may not be for others, and that's okay. Okay, I'm going to invite Noosa to open up the conversation with you, Stacey. I'm going to invite you to share some of your lived experience, what feels comfortable to be sharing with the listeners.
Okay. So I have been married to my husband for 30 years. We met when we were like 20, knew each other when we were 13. Shannon was always into fitness, like skateboarding. He was skateboarding, skydiving.
Oh my goodness.
Bodybuilding, the works. He was an adrenaline junkie. When I met him, he was quite really tall and lean, used to run a lot for his mental health. He struggled with a lot. From childhood type, a lot of insecurities, a lot of things going on in his own life, which then led to, as he got older, substances, all sorts of substances. And then after we had our daughter, he became real gym junkie, right into the gym. And he did a lot of research, and his research led him to steroid use. And, it became 15 years of our life, and a hard 15 years.
So just on that, so can you speak to the psychological pressures that might drive someone to use performance-enhancing drugs?
No, I mean, I can only speak for like Shannon's feelings, you know, like your inadequacy, your loneliness, your loneliness, not being feeling good enough in his own environments. And then, like, it's different for every person. I can only speak for Shan's.
Yeah.
And then the psychological stuff that comes along with that is depression, heavy depression and anger, domestic violence. Like, it comes with a range of things. It's not one specific thing. There's a list that comes along with steroid use. And I think that this day and age, there's... like with Shan, he researched it for years and got it from places that you can't get it in New Zealand. Now there is lots of young lads out there that see a big person and want to copy the big person, and then they're online and they're getting things that they don't even know that they're getting.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's and I've seen it as well in our gym and in other gyms that I've been to for the years.
Yeah, and I'm curious because this is something I don't have a lot of knowledge about myself. Is it a common thing?
It's an underground thing, but it's a common thing.
Yeah.
It's a black market thing, and it's a bit, The people, there are people, young lads out there you think they wouldn't be into it, but it is. They just want to be the biggest and the best, and it's frightening. It's frightening for me to see it happening still. It's not known about a lot in New Zealand. But if worldwide it is, but not here.
And being in the gym and like with work, are you able to notice the younger ones?
Some of them aren't even like real young. Some of them are like in their 30s. We were members of like other gyms as well, and I remember overhearing a conversation between two other gym members, and they were talking about what they were purchasing, where they were purchasing it from, and your mum pops up and she's like, hey, I know that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch that stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, how would you know about this? And I was like,
and that's where your lived experience comes out.
Passed away from this stuff. You can see the eyes. They're like really switched off and disconnected, and they're like always walking around with a really angry look on their face. Same as what Shannon was like.
And that must be confronting for your own lived experience to see this.
I think yes, but I think too is that because I haven't had such a voice around it, but only when Shan was here, I was, fighting the fight to keep him not leave like he left. And so when I hear it around with other young men and young women take it too, it's not just guys, if I see it or hear it, I will say something.
So you're doing your bit to raise awareness around the dangers.
I would do a whole lot more if I could, because it's an addiction. It's a terrible addiction.
Yeah, and I mean, we know all too well working within the mental health and addictions sector and being lived experience people, the impact that these events can have on us, but the fire it can fuel within us to advocate and to, help others. And I think that's really powerful that you've taken that and you are now using it to support others.
Oh, yeah. There's, if I can find other ways to do talks on it, I could talk for days and hours about it, even all different sorts of substances. I taught myself a lot in the time that Jen was on it.
Good on you. High five.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, what are some warning signs that someone at the gym might be struggling with substance misuse or using steroids as a coping mechanism?
I don't really know how to answer it. It's hard because everybody's so, like different. You could get it so wrong. Like for some people look like they could potentially be using and they could not be. And you would think the person that's not using is the person that is using, just with their erraticness. And it's also not something you want to confront to someone so soon without knowing anything about them, because me knowing what you get on the other side of that could be really dangerous for yourself. So it's a hard one to pick. Like, like say for like Jamie, she might not know as much as I do because I've witnessed all levels.
She lived experience.
All these levels. Yeah. I can hear my heart beat really, really fast. Sorry.
That's okay. I guess off the back of that, I'm curious, what would you say to someone that's supporting someone through this?
Be calm and don't be judgmental and get all your information before you start. I don't know what word to kind of use to laying it out there because it is like another drug. It's a dangerous drug. You've got different personalities that come along with this. So
yeah,
if you're supporting someone and that you know is on steroids, you just need to be calm and do the homework with them and do your homework about it.
Cool. I think that's really powerful, and I'm also learning a lot as well.
Yeah.
I wasn't so nervous about to tell you a whole lot more. Goosebumps
a little bit. Hey, you're doing awesome.
Hey, first time on a podcast. Oh. I mean, we're very lucky. I did have a question that we usually finish off with, but I suppose given that we're switching the conversation throughout the podcast, I'll ask now. If someone is listening right now and resonates with the conversation we've just had, what would you say to them?
I would say that if you want to have a chat and you want some more of a story and learn to know what, hear about my story, then you know where to find me. I'm happy to talk to someone about it because it's, I want everyone to stay. I would not have wanted my person to leave because of this.
I think there's often the thought, and we see this all too often again, that you're the only person struggling with something. But the reality is there is someone else out there who can relate in some way. Yeah. Maybe not the exact experience, but the feelings that underlie that experience. And I think, I hope that if someone is listening to this and resonates with the conversation, they know they're not alone.
No, they're definitely not.
Are there any websites or any helplines or anything around that?
No, there are not. There's only websites out there to get you what you need to get.
So it's
lots of forums.
It's relatively new
to New Zealand.
But
it's worldwide. But like for here, no, there's not. There's no help for any of that sort of stuff. Even like when this sort of kind of tidied up around Shannon. Me even trying to talk to a doctor about it and, you know, giving them all of his files and all the stuff and they kind of all look at me like, what's this? Oh, this is what's happened to my husband. They don't even test for it here. They've got to send it offshore. So it's really hard to get the person because they still don't know a lot about it in our country. And they had to get it here. Don't know how to deal with the after effects.
If we were to think about, you know, future forward and what, you know, interventions could possibly look like, what do you think would work?
I think that there needs to be, like, more seminars about it. I think endocrinologists need to chat a bit more about it, all your hormones and what these different substances affect and affect your mental health, mental health so badly and your body, like the pressures that the stuff puts on your body, your heart, it damages your heart, it's... Yeah, there needs to be, there just needs to be more seminars and more like
raising awareness,
sports stuff around it, like you know, because it's also through our like professional sports players. It's not just.
It's scary to think that that's the case, right?
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of room to grow.
There certainly is.
There
is.
And while it's unfortunate and it sucks that so many people are impacted by this up to this point, I have hope for the future and what could possibly come from these awful experiences. Cool. Is there anything else that you would like to touch on around this topic?
No.
Cool. Cool. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you. That was
beautiful. And as I said, I've learnt a lot. And, you know, we don't know who we come across in our mahi as well. Mm. Someone may walk through the door and may resonate with your experience, and knowledge is power for us. So yeah. I really appreciate it. Cool. We've got a wee bit more to talk about, another few questions to cover. Before we do so, we will go to an ad break and hear from our sponsors.
At Anytime Fitness Dunedin, our mission is to raise the self-esteem of the world. A healthy lifestyle doesn't start and stop at the gym. It starts with a plan, which is why we offer solutions that incorporate fitness, nutrition, well-being and recovery. With three local clubs to choose from, with 24/7 access, we're certain you'll find your fit. Contact us today to get started. Call 03 455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Life Matters podcast. And thank you to Anytime Fitness for sponsoring our podcast, which is really fitting because we're in the room with two Anytime Fitness members. Cool. We're going to follow on this conversation and hear a bit from Jamie, who has come up with some really awesome ideas, I think, in the lived experience workforce. We are constantly encouraging people to connect more holistically with their well-being, and, you know, while the gym may be a tool for some people, may not so be for others, and I think this conversation will be really important. Mm-hmm. Noosa. Go ahead.
Yeah, so movement is often praised for boosting mood and reducing anxieties. So where do you think the limits are?
I could write an essay on this. exercise, movement is an amazing tool for mental health, but it's definitely not a cure-all. Like, it can reduce stress, it can lift your mood, it can give you structure, but it can't replace therapy, medication or professional help when that is needed. So I think the limit is when someone feels like they have to push themselves through workouts as their only coping mechanism. I feel like that's where the balance matters, and reaching out for the extra support is so important. I started going to the gym in 2018, I believe, and I turned into a gym rat. I loved it. It was awesome. It boosted my mood. It made me feel great. But I went to a therapy session, and my therapist had said, well, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just rely on this one thing. I couldn't comprehend why not. I was like, well, it works. Why not? Well, I've had a couple of injuries in the past year. I'm not allowed to work out anymore. So Me continuing with therapy and, you know, trying out medication that works for me, and journaling and all this stuff, it's just using extra tools to go alongside with the gym, because I fear if I hadn't been preparing for all my mental side of things as well as the gym, having that taken away from me could have made me spiral, but it didn't, because I had other tools in place. Nice. So I think the balance is really important. Exercise is powerful, but it's not a replacement. That's just one part of the bigger picture.
And again, reinforcing, exercise isn't for everybody. For some people, you know, you're not any better or any worse by not exercising. It is. There's no moral waiting, and I just want to reinforce that through the conversation, being careful. That's super powerful. I think, you know, I think about my own lived experience, and I was going pretty hard at the gym at the end of year 13. I needed more than that. I needed to talk to somebody, but I put all my eggs in one basket, and to not be able to continue working out because of my mental health, I had nothing to fall back on. And it's pretty devastating losing the one thing that you thought was keeping you well. I'm wondering how positive movement can be part of a bigger toolbox for mental health rather than the only tool.
Like I said, movement can work alongside things like therapy, mindfulness, medication, healthy eating, sleep, community. We see a lot of our members actually linking up and making new friends to have a session with, or even like they'll just go to a cafe and go for a coffee. Like, it doesn't have to be about movement. Socializing is part of it as well. So movement is a really empowering tool, but it's more effective when it's combined with other ways of looking after mental health. So really just that balance, not all the eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Because you say communities coming together, socializing, etc. So while they're in that, you know, the community, the group, they're at the gym, for example, what can be done to shift the conversation in the gym within those communities, just a way towards more like the holistic kind of health, the view?
Well,
holistic health, sorry.
No, perfect. I think it's about like changing the narrative from just aesthetics, you know, instead of how your body looks. It's about celebrating what your body can do and how the exercise makes you feel with the balance. So that means like gym staff, trainers and members are talking openly about mental wellbeing, celebrating rest, very heavy on that, and creating an environment that's welcoming and inclusive. It's, you know, not intimidating. We don't want that in our gyms. So I guess by focusing way less on looks and more on how like it makes you feel, the socializing side of it as well, we can create a healthier and more supportive gym culture, I guess. And I feel like the stigma on social media, like people are opening up more about like their mental wellbeing and in other ways that can help them out. That's not just the gym as well. So it's pretty cool. We see a lot of our gym community online, and it's really wholesome to see them all supporting each other.
I'm wondering if you feel like this has changed over time, the ability or the willingness to talk about mental health in the gym space.
I think so. I grew up on Tumblr. So really awful sides of the internet over there back in 2012, I think it was. I've forgotten what was said. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just kind of around how the willingness to talk about mental health has changed within gym communities over time.
I really reckon like this younger generation is awesome. Like we are fully opening up. And I think because like we even do little chalkboards at work and we'll write a wee wholesome post or something motivating, like and it's central. I make mine pretty mental based. Nothing to do with how you look or anything like that, because you know, you never know who might need like a kind message. So that actually invites a lot of conversation with the older generation as well, which is really cool. So I feel like it's
people
changed
really
quite
open.
A bit. People
are really open. I had a young lady the other day, she wouldn't pick up her phone and bring her back, phoning, emailing her. And then she finally, my last email was like, "Hey, Sam, Stacey here, just come on in." She rolled in and she's like, "Oh, you're so," what'd she say to me? She's like, "You're so comforting." She's like, "Can I hug you? Like, thank you." And then she went, and then that was it. Went for a stroll and she was like really comfortable, and she said, "I'll probably only come once a week," but we get a lot of that, like in all ages. That's, I guess, where we feel like we're therapists as well.
Low-key therapists.
I like myself and like David, can absorb. I like to absorb.
Because in my mind, I think of the gym and it does feel scary. And I think putting that effort in to connect with people and make people feel comfortable is really important, right?
We're like a little each club's like a little home. I think everyone knows our names and we know most everyone's names. And, you know, we get hugs and high fives and we get gifts. You know, like people bring us food and always drop something off, or we get reviews, but how pleasant our smiles we are and how we make our gym spaces really happy. It's which is really nice.
We also each year we do a wee birthday shindig for Anytime Fitness. So last year we invited all of our members, so all three clubs in Dunedin, to come and join us over at Bowline. It was awesome. Cool. Yeah, so it was just free bowling, free food, just nice. Really nice good painting. Vibes. We're not just a gym, we're a community as well, which is really cool. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Think about it. A gym.
I'm wondering if anybody was listening to this and they're too frightened to go into the gym for whatever reason, what would you want them to know or what would you want to say to them?
Coming in, that door is literally the scariest part.
Yeah.
We've also got an app. We've got an Anytime Fitness app. You download that, you can see exactly how many people are in the club.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So if you don't like crowds, man,
just check the app.
Just keep scrolling. Yeah, so honestly, coming in is the hardest part. You find like one or two, three exercises you actually enjoy doing. You can just do that and go home or go like, I quite often just go on the treadmills and watch Netflix. Like, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to overcomplicate it at all. You don't need to go on TikTok and get all of those crazy, like, Bulgarian split squats with whatever. Oh, my gosh, it doesn't need to be.
Yeah. They have to get through us first anyway. By the time they meet us, they're like, they're like, sweet.
Yeah, it's not scary.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, and movement can be enjoyable. As you said, it doesn't have to be strenuous and lifting heavy weights and those things like if it makes you feel good, it makes you feel good.
I mean, I'll quite often just go in for a stretch and that's it. And that's like, well, I've like blood's pumping and that's all you need really. Like just listen to your body. That's the most important thing.
Cool. Awesome. We've got a couple last questions that we'd love to ask, but before we do so, we'll pop on to our last advert from our sponsor.
Anytime Fitness Dunedin is here to raise the self-esteem of the world. Whether you're new to fitness or getting back into a routine, now's the time to put yourself first. With a supportive community, three local clubs, flexible membership options and access anytime, we're here to help you reach your goals. Get in touch with our friendly team today. Call 03455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Welcome back again to the Hope Centre podcast. We've got a couple more questions to finish up our conversation today with Jamie and Stacey from Anytime Fitness. Go ahead, Noosa.
Yeah, so can you, either one of you, share any initiatives or resources that could support listeners out there or with their mental wellbeing?
Well, locally, Life Matters Suicide Prevention has an amazing support and resources for people who are struggling. And at Anytime Fitness, we also do try, well, we do provide a safe and supportive space where members can feel part of the community. And beyond that, there are free resources like 1737 in New Zealand. They're so valuable. It's a free helpline where you can text or call anytime to talk to someone.
Thank you.
Awesome. And you describing the community that's been made at the gym, it feels very parallel to, you know, some of the things that are said about what we do at the Hope Centre. So I want to extend thanks for creating those safe spaces because we support so many people who, you know, anxiety is a real big thing and making connections can be really hard and having spaces that feel safe to do those things is really important. If someone's listening right now and resonates with our conversation, what would you say to them?
Firstly, you're not alone. So many people are struggling silently and some are struggling and loudly too. And reaching out for help is a sign of strength and not weakness. I think that's something we all have to figure out when we cross that bridge, eh? But whether it's stepping into like a gym, talking to a mate or contacting a support service, small steps can really make a huge difference. And you should know that you're already doing your best to get through each day. That in itself is something worth acknowledging and being proud of.
Every day is different. I think if getting out of bed one day is challenging and you do it, that's success. If going to the gym is challenging and you do it, that's success.
Just walking through those doors.
Just walking through those doors.
Whether it be our doors.
Again, the strange parallels, the challenge between doing both of these things. But no, it's both so right. And if anyone is listening and you're in Dunedin and you need some sense of community, you've got two really good communities right here. So get in touch, hey? We just wanted to say thank you to you guys for coming onto the podcast. I've really enjoyed our conversation. It's been good to connect with you guys as our sponsors, but as you guys individually with your own stories and your own perspectives on these things. We have got a last couple of questions. This is our final five. They are five questions. And then we will, well, four questions technically, and then we will invite you to leave a question for the next guest on the podcast. Not 100% sure who this is, but it can be as wacky and weird, as wonderful as you want. Yeah, go on, Noosa.
Cool. So what does well-being mean to you?
Well-being means to me, just for me now, means just breathing and taking my days slowly and just taking care of myself best as I can on the day and taking care of my daughter because that's my, she's my well-being.
Gosh. I think success and productivity, who defines these things, you know? Looks different for everyone on every given day, so I think that's really lovely. Cool.
Ooh, well-being to me, I suppose it's a bit of balance, you know, friends, it's reading, it's, you know, going on a walk, acknowledging all of my feelings, not just the good ones, trying to, I don't know, just be honest to myself. Just, yeah. Balance.
Awesome. I think we've already answered these questions a million times, so we'll go on to the next one.
Cool. So next one, is there anything you do that brings you a sense of calm, balance, or peace?
That woo-woo, but I like to ground myself a lot, so I go on like barefoot walks down St. Clair. I'll go for like cold plunges, but not and like a bath, like I go to the beach in winter. I don't know, I feel like it just, it's grounding, like it brings you into the present moment. Touch some trees, you know?
Yeah, like nature.
All the weird stuff, man. Yeah. Like if it makes you feel silly, like it's probably going to make you feel a little bit better. So yeah, may as well, if you look a little bit woo-woo, that's fine.
Yeah, I love that.
I've got so many now, but I think... now that I've, panic attacks is my new thing, I stand in the shower for a really long time with like really hot, hot water because to me it's like a warm hug. Yeah. Or I go and find a friend and I just be like, I need a cuddle. Someone cuddle me. Someone cuddle me. Yeah, someone hold my hand.
It's a good old hug.
Yeah, just something to absorb me into. Or I go and I lie underneath my 15,000 blankets on my bed that I made myself, this big, big case.
Yeah.
Nest. And I climb underneath it and it's pressure. Yeah. It's the pressure.
Yeah. Very similar to the grounding, just slightly different in the way that it's done. Yeah.
Like a big cocoon. It's like I've just climbed into this big clouded cocoon.
Have you got a weighted blanket?
I do.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh, all of them on top in every room.
Ah, okay, good to know.
But woo-woo.
No, I love it. I love it. If you could make one rule that everyone had to follow, what would it be?
To be kind to yourself. Yeah. Cool. And to everyone else.
Oh, mine's a bit... not on par.
It can be whatever you want. We've had some really interesting suggestions.
Well, mine is dance naked in front of the mirror to your favourite songs.
Yep.
You feel silly, you look ridiculous, and it's sure to make you giggle. It gets you also comfortable with seeing your body move in ways that you won't normally see it. You know, you just usually see yourself standing or sitting and it's like, oh, okay, whatever. But when you're jiggling, it's fun. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's like, yeah, put on some Taylor Swift. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, love that.
I was like, yeah, drumming to kickstart my heart with my with my drumsticks.
Thinking
I was a rock star in a band.
Do something that makes you feel free, makes you feel goofy. What would you guys tell your younger self now?
It's going to be okay.
You have time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, just because you're turning 20 next year, it doesn't mean your life is over. You have time.
Such a real one. You can think you're running out of time, hey? Sure. Okay. Someone leave a question for the next guest. We've had some really interesting ones, like, would you, if you could be a lizard for a day, would you?
Which superhero?
What's your top five favourite vegetables? Okay. Like, anything, be as bizarre as you want.
Are you feeling bizarre today, Stacey? No, okay.
I'm bizarre today. Today I'm not closed up. I'm supposed to close into my shell.
If you could dance naked in front of the mirror to your favourite song, what would it be?
Nice.
Yes. Yay. Yay. Does anyone have an answer outwardly?
Anything Taylor Swift. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. She's shaken.
Yeah. Cool. Well... thank you guys again for coming onto the podcast. It's been really nice to get to know you and to connect with you and learn a wee bit about your stories. Any last words?
Thank you so much for giving us a space to talk.
And thank you guys for sponsoring the podcast. It's nice to connect and, you know, given the information that we've shared within the space together, it makes a whole lot of sense, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities in terms of, you know, the impact that we want to have on Dunedin and the community. So that makes me feel warm.
Yes. High five, guys.
Yay!
Come see us.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Walk through those doors.
Walk through those doors.
We do free 7-day trials.
Yeah, plug. Go ahead. thank you, Noosa, for helping me host the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
Are you going to thank me?
Thank you, Anna.
thank you to ORFM for allowing us to record, and woo-hoo. Thank you to Life Matters and to Anytime Fitness for sponsoring the podcast. If you are interested in being a guest on the podcast and or have any ideas for podcast episodes, you can reach out to admin@lifematters.org.nz. And just to reaffirm, I know some of our conversations from today could be quite heavy for some people, and that is okay. You are allowed to feel the way you feel. And if you would like some support, you can reach out to Life Matters at teamleaders@lifematters.org.nz or call 027-240-0114. Alternatively, if Life Matters is closed, 1737 is a very good one. Cool. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. And just remember, it's okay if healing looks like tiny steps. Small is still forward. Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our Hope Centre podcast. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. You can contact us at Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page. You can also contact us through our website. Just look up lifematters.org.nz. You can also drop in to see us at 63 Hanover Street. We're open every day except Mondays. From Wednesday to Sunday, we're open until 9 p.m. If you need support out of those hours, free call or text 1737. If you'd like to listen again or hear other episodes in this podcast, go to oar.org.nz or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.